It is a privilege to be here and associated with the assembly in Jackson. We'd like to thank everyone for coming again. Just before I read this poem, I did not write it, but before I read that, I just want to share a few things. This morning, when you're kind of in that haze between you when you wake up and you're half asleep, I was thinking of that hymn, "At the Cross, at the Cross." You know, that's the hymn I was saved through, and I was saved in this building. And I thought, you know, the gospel outreach in this assembly has spanned a lot of years as we've been listening, and if the gospel had never come to Jackson, I wouldn't be here, and probably none of us would be. I'm thankful for the assembly here. First of all, for the gospel, obviously. But as was mentioned earlier, my dad died 30 years ago this year, and the assembly surrounded us with kindness, compassion, and care. During that time, I've had people that have given special counsel, encouragement, and teaching. We were hearing about teaching earlier. You know, it's something to hear teaching given, and a few years down the road, you open up your Bible and you look, you know, is that right? Did I just take that because so-and-so said it? And you open it up and you find it's the truth. That's a wonderful thing, because there's many people that hear teaching that is incorrect. We can be thankful for sound teaching. So I was asked to read this poem today. If your name is not in it, or if the events in it that you think should be there are not there, you talk to the author and not to me, okay? Kelly asked me to read this poem. I think maybe he was stumbling over some of the words. I'm not sure. Just kidding. So I will read this poem, and then we'll get on with Brother Sona. We're looking forward to hearing from him. It's called God's Faithfulness Through 100 Years. We call to remembrance 100 years ago when God in his grace the Jackson Assembly did show. In 1900 and the year 14, the assembly was formed for all to be seen. God called out a few saved by his grace to gather together. The gospel hall was the place. We know no other name but of God's dear Son gathered together to that blessed one. The gospel was preached in 1911 in home cottage meetings telling sinners of heaven. Not much to encourage, the preachers preached on, Mr. McCrory, Tizzo, Muir, and Dobbin. The assembly first met 1914 in the fall. They met in a home not yet having a hall. The Atkinsons encouraged preachers to come. From their own exercise, the assembly had begun. Through the following years, meetings were conducted. Adding to the company, the saints were instructed. The Atkinsons and Shillings, the Smiths and the Martins, all came into fellowship. To his word, they did hearken. The McBains moved to Jackson in 1929. Their help to the assembly cannot be defined. From helping the saints and guiding along and praying and preaching, their work did abound. His ministry was appreciated. His preaching was blessed. He had a shepherding heart to which we can all attest. We all did enjoy his kindness and care, his guiding hand with us for many a year. Other preachers who helped in the early work were Ferguson and Stewart, Clabunda and Wark. Many meetings were held in the surrounding towns in Springport and Jonesville, and North Adams were found. In 1946, the first hall was bought at 910 Bennett Street, church building and lot. It was a much larger building than where they first met in a former location, which they did rent. It was also in 46 when Norm Crawford first came to share in the gospel with Mr. Lorne McBain. Those meetings were held in a school near Leslie. Souls were saved, and there was much blessing. After being commended to the work of the Lord, Norm moved to Jackson to spread the good word. He married his bride, a true helpmeet she was. Together they labored, the assembly their cause. His many labors for the Lord took him here and there, seeing lost souls saved, showing God's love and care. We've all been encouraged with his ministry so good, the precepts and principles for which he stood. We've all seen changes as many years have passed, thankful to the Lord for the things that last. God's love and patience and great faithfulness, and in all our ways we've been truly blessed. As years came and went, more servants were sent to preach the gospel or minister their bent. Mr. O. McLeod, John Govan, and Hector Elves, some set up a tent at Minard Mills. There were children's meetings held in different parts by the local brethren to reach the children's hearts. Some did get saved, for which we thank heaven. He is as true as the promises he's given. The hall was remodeled in 1961, thanks to Norm Crawford, who got the job done. Souls had been saved and added to the number, thanks be to God, who sleeps not nor slumbers. Summertime then found Christians at street meetings, sometimes to not a very warm greeting. The gospel was preached to the point and plain until ordinance were passed, couldn't go there again. During the following years, more were added to the gathering, by some being saved or by some others marrying. There were the Bucks, the Zormans, and the Baums, Mrs. Rowley, Mrs. Morrow, and the Cliftons. Donna Slack was commended to the work in 73. She headed to Venezuela, the school to oversee. She labored there faithfully for 33 years, had many, many joys, along with many tears. Donna's work ended in June 2007. The Lord took her home to her place in heaven. She fought the good fight. Her work was done. Only eternity will reveal the crown she has won. Many gospel series conducted through the years were blessed with salvation to allay many fears. There was much help given by McCandless, Slabaugh, and Smith, Metcalf, Beattie, and Perkins, and others along with. Our Sunday school treat has been quite a staple, with many attending, young, old, and those able. The gospel was preached by gifted brethren thus far, Peterson, Robertson, Shutt, Kember, and more. The gospel outreach afar to many others began, to missionaries in Zambia, India, and Japan. In Soviet Russia, assemblies were planted, Bibles were distributed when freedom was granted. Many more were added as years came to pass. The Brokaws, Crosses, and Coopers, God continued to bless. The Deckers, the Fouts, and Gardeners, and Kays, we continue to marvel at God's gracious ways. We lost a great mentor in June of 77. The Lord took our brother, Mr. McBain, to heaven. We still feel our loss, but in our hearts we thank our God that in our lives he had a part. Of our older saints, many have now passed on. They left us a heritage that rarely is found. They guided and prayed through many a trial and showed us by their lives it was all worthwhile. There have been some added through the previous years to fill in the ranks and lighten our cares. The Losies and Shutts, Ludus, Sarlows, and Sailors, Miss Murphy, Monroe, Sargent, and Hicks, among others. We've lost Mrs. McBain and her dear daughter, Lois, so thankful to have dear Norman still with us. We've welcomed the Jim Smiths a few years ago. We appreciate their presence and his ministry, too. Some others we've gained and given a warm welcome, Van Dorns, Fishers, Wheelingas, and Slocums, our Asian friends from faraway lands, the Bakers and Cherians, and also the Zangs. God preserved and he kept a testimony rare. For each lampstand of his, he does graciously care. 100 years in the city of Jackson, we humbly thank him for all his compassion. I just have two verses, one in 1 Samuel 7 and 12. Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And the other one is in 1 Corinthians 15, which Dan has already quoted. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.